Well, I am delighted to be here today to talk to you guys about what we're doing with our Extension Master Gardener Manual. When we, for the last many years, as you can see, have had a three-ring binder, black and white, line print drawing manual, last updated in 1998. It was in a PDF form, and so we had the noble ambition to take it on and revise it and update, and we're in the midst of an exciting transformation. So first thing we did is we did a review of all of the Extension Master Gardener manuals across the country. We looked at not only what was the format, so were they hard copy, were they online, were they digital in any way, did they have videos, what kinds of components did they have. We looked at who were the contributors. Were they extension specialists, were agents, were they allowing people from industry to contribute? We look at what were the subjects. So what were the horticultural content subjects, but what were the topics that they covered around volunteer management. We looked at what kind of graphics they had. We looked at what kind of educational tools were included for agents who were teaching the class. So did they have quizzes? Did they have homework? Did they have PowerPoints? What other kinds of things? And then what was the cost range of those? All that was compiled into an article that was printed in the Journal of Extension. So if you want the details and the graphs and charts and stuff, you're welcome to check that out. Then we put together a team. I'm the chair of that team, and we hired a part-time project manager, which is probably one of the best decisions I ever made in my life, because she has done an extraordinary job of pulling everyone together. We have over 90 people who are involved in this project, extension specialists, extension master gardener volunteers, and all the consumer horticulture agents in the state. We have hired an editor outside of the extension system because they weren't willing to take on the vast level of the project, and then also a separate person who's doing the layout and design work for us. First decision that we had was what to include, and we ended up adding a number of chapters. Some of that was splitting things out and putting more emphasis on things that had been included in other chapters, but we added a composting chapter, a diagnostics chapter, a native plants chapter, organic gardening. We added a plants in containers one, and then a youth community and therapeutic gardening. We also added a number of appendices, so one on garden journaling, one on pesticides and pesticide safety, one on the history of landscape design and permaculture, and then a whole greenhouse section that we didn't have before. We also added a lot of tools that we didn't have. We added a live hot link glossary, and then we added a lot of where to go for more information, embedded links and book references, videos, and other tools that we could include. The next step was to take all of our existing chapters and the chapters that we wanted and send those out to extension specialists to have them review them for content. So every single one of the chapters was reviewed by an extension specialist, and some rewritten by extension specialists. We assigned an extension horticulture agent who teaches a consumer master gardening program to each chapter as the lead agent, and then 3 to 5 additional agents who were part of that review process, and set up working meetings where they all came together, sat around the table, and talked about what mattered, who was going to do what to make all this happen. Recruited a vast array of volunteers who helped to obtain the images that we're using. They identified and verified the links. They formatted the tables, which was huge. I mean, we had an ancient PDF that had to be transformed, which was just a colossal amount of time and energy that went into that transformation, and volunteers did a lot of that work. They also did a huge amount of editing for us. We have a number of professional editors who are Master Gardener volunteers, and so that saved us a fortune, because by the time we got to our hired editor, it was beautiful. She's pretty much going, wow, wow. So she could go through it really fast, and that saved us a lot of money. And then doing a lot of the checking once it got up online, making sure that everything was right. I told you we hired an editor who is a horticulturalist who had the horticultural knowledge as well as the copy editing thing. And then this Kathleen Moore, who was the wunderkind, who's pulled it all together as a cohesive project and moved it forward. Number of changes that we made. One of them is we changed the name. We started out as the North Carolina Master Gardener Training Manual, and we switched it to the Extension Gardener Handbook. Now, this has done a number of things for us, because it's moved us from just the Master Gardener arena to a tool that can be used in a variety of ways. This shift was made when we decided to move it online. We had gone from a hard copy that was available only to volunteers to putting it online available to the public. and agents were really concerned that we protect the trademark of Extension Master Gardener Volunteer. They didn't want people thinking that they could read the manual and that they would, could call themselves Master Gardeners. So we changed the name to Extension Gardener Handbook because Extension Gardener is our trademark for the Consumer Hort program in North Carolina. And now it can be used in a variety of different ways, not just in the Master Gardener training. So it used to be hard copy, hadn't been changed since 1998. Now it's an online version that can be updated momentarily. So we can make those changes live. We can also print on demand or print on demand, or print annually and have it updated on a regular basis. We went from line drawings to photographs. We're incredibly fortunate to have an extraordinary entomologist photographer at NC State who's been really generous with his photos, but also a number of other really talented photographers who've transformed the whole feel of the project. So, examples of images. We went from pages and pages and pages of tables of about plants to, we took all of that information and moved it into databases. So now you can search by anything that you want. And then once you find the listing of plants that meet your criteria, you can click on that plant name and pull up a specific information about the plant, photographs of all the different, well, not always all, but many different aspects of that plant, and they all have QR codes. And we're using those QR codes in a lot of different ways around the state. So it started out as a manual, Master Gardener manual transformation, and it's really transformed our whole program and the way we do business. We talked about it being a single purpose initially and moved to being multi-purpose. So now it's available to anyone, anytime. It's linked out to network people into our broader resources that are available. And those QR codes are being used in demonstration gardens on the signs in the demonstration gardens, are being used at plant sales on the plant sale labels. So when people are going through, they can get instant information about what's the best place for this plant and will it meet my needs. We went from a flat index to a searchable, so you can find what you need when you need it, which is a really powerful change in there. We went from a model of having this protected tool, which was available only to Master Gardener volunteers as a perk for the Master Gardening program. So the public needed to call the extension office, have the Master Gardener look it up in their manual and give it to them over the phone or type them something in their email, to now having a shared tool that Master Gardeners can direct the public to promote the public independence, their ability to find their own answer. Master Gardeners can share links rather than having to type out lengthy information, and they can teach people to use it themselves as a tool. So it's really expanding our capacity to help. Used to be directed only at the Master Gardeners. Now it's available to the world. So much, much broader impact. And what we felt like is, you know, this is the best of what we know. And why would we hoard that? We're about information. We're about helping people. So let's get it out there and make it available. One of the things that it's done is changed our strategy with the way that we're doing Master Gardener classes. We used to offer a class that was designed to recruit and train volunteers for the program. Sometimes in some smaller counties, North Carolina has 100 counties plus reservations, so they're very small. And sometimes the class size for a Master Gardener class in a specific county would be really small. Well, we're looking at changing that now and offering an Extension Gardener class to the public, and then allowing people who graduate from that class to apply to become Master Gardener volunteers and having an additional smaller training around the volunteer component. But looking at that being a better use of agents' time, because now instead of teaching a small class, they can teach a larger class and impact more people. Allows them to make a wiser decision about who they recruit into their training program because they've had more experience over time with the people in the class and deciding who they're going to pick. So a different way of looking at how that process will work. But we have a lot left to do. We still have some chapters that we're finishing up. Our next plan is once those are all online and available, then we will export all of the online material into a format that can then be uploaded into InDesign and then formatted in InDesign to make a hard copy that we'll then be able to sell and people will be able to have a hard copy to read and use, but also have access to the information online. So our fantasy is at some point this will generate funds to support our program, because it'll be available at one price to Extension Master Gardener volunteers in the class, but at a different price for the public that'll help support our program. Our next step is a teacher's guide, so we've already started the process of gathering and organizing all of the PowerPoints and the quizzes and the in-class exercises and activities to make more of a hands-on training as opposed to a lecture format, which is what we traditionally have done. And we're also looking at ways that we can flesh out our plant database, not only with the information that we have, but working with the professors on campus who teach plant ID to integrate their information, working with the Arboretum, working with the Herbarium, looking at how can we create one monster database that has all the information that we need to use it in a variety of ways, from I found this leaf, what is it, to I want something to grow in the shade in a wet area, to any other way that you might want to use it. We'd have all of that there, but we would still allow it to be shown in a variety of ways. So we won't, you know, the Arboretum can still show it as the Arboretum's thing. We can still show it as Consumer Hort. The Herbarium can have their separate entrance, but we can work together instead of having all these different tools that none of them really add up. I mean, our other big thing is we want to tie it in with the plant disease and insect clinic. So if you pull up a plant that you think that you would really like to have, down at the bottom, it's got a list of the most common problems in North Carolina, and you can see if the list is really long, maybe I don't want that. or, you know, there's something wrong with your plant, you look it up and you can figure out some strategies for diagnosing plants. We'd really like to make it much more than just descriptions of the plants. Oops. So, questions, Pam?
Your resource generation or your dollar generation will come from the hard copy?
Yes.
Yes,
our IT department is really committed to not doing cost recovery on IT stuff. Their philosophy is that there's so much out there available for free. As soon as you put a price tag on it, even if it's a small price, people just go somewhere else. And so what their recommendation is that we bring people in, make them available, tell them how they can get a hard copy, because many people aren't going to want to sit down and read it online. But our hope is that they'll have it in there on their smartphone when they go in to shop, and they can get answers.
And is the collective information online resources as opposed to an actual online training module, or is it training module?
It's more a manual than a training module. So it's a written document with images and links. We will have for the agents, but that will be password protected for agents only, the training module information.
So the teacher's guide will be that you do the actual training using all those resources.
Right, exactly.
How much do you think the book will cost if you finally get it
done? No idea. I get that question all the time, and the printers say, you know, so you can give me a page number, and you can give me the number of images, and I can do it. You can tell me how many you're going to order, then I can't really even go there. But, so I don't know. We'll see. Yes.
What database program are you using?
I think it's MySQL, but I would have to double check that for you, because the IT people did that for us. I said, this is what I want. And they said, here. And so all I have to do is plug stuff in. I'm not sure exactly how they built it. I think it's MySQL. I think, but I'm not positive. If you want to send me an email, I will get you that. That's a great question.
How are your master gardeners responding to this? You've gone from a very exclusive system to this really open source type of system.
You know, master gardeners have been much more open to it than agents. When we first presented to agents, some agents were really upset. You know, this is the crown jewel of our program. This is why people take our class, is to get a manual. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're telling me people sit through 40 hours of classwork to get this book? We need to talk about your class. Because if that's the case, we are in such bad shape. But there was a really strong feeling among particularly some of the senior agents that the reason people took the class was to get this manual, and so there's been much more pushback from them than from volunteers. I see Ellen standing up. Any other quick questions?
That's a good question.
All right, thank you.